Okay. Let's chazar the mission again, beginning of the fourth parak. Chof Gimel on the days. Arusa v'shemeres yavam, and arusa and v'shemeres yavam. Loi shoysois v'loi noit les ksuba. They do not drink, and they do not get a ksuba. The reason why they don't drink is, in other words, we're talking about a case where there was a kinoy and a stira during the time period of Erusin, or during the time period of Shemeres Yavam, of Zika. Says the Mishnah, why doesn't she drink? She never, as it says in the Pasuk, Asher tista isha tachas isha, that a woman will stray instead of her husband. Prat la'arusa v'shemeres yavam, this comes to exclude a na'arusa and a shemeres yavam, because there is no heter for them to be with their either arus or with the shemeres yavam. So since it's not a stray, the idea is that she went against what she was supposed to do. She was supposed to be with her husband, and it says she was with this man. But an arusa is not supposed to be with her husband. There's no heter for tashmish, and the shemeres yavam also is not allowed to be with the yavam until there's yivam.
Is it because of the lashon of tachas isha?
Yes.
Because she's not tachas. She's not tachas.
No, tachas. Tachas means in instead of. Tachas over here means instead of. Okay, so it's not instead of because that wasn't an option. That's the point.
That's why she only loses her ksuba.
Well, that's why she can't drink.
Right.
She loses her ksuba because she should not have been nistera. She was nistera. It's called iu da afsida nafsho. She should not have gone into stira, knowing that she can't drink. She should have known that she can't drink because she's an arusa, or she's a shemeres yavam.
So then that brings it to kanas. That's right.
That's right. Or makes that
part of the chasim kala classes.
Yeah, that's right.
It must be that her father taught her all the halachas. Or so
that's right. Chasim kala classes. Amana l'kayin gadol. The next case is amana l'kayin gadol, or grusha b'chalut l'kayin hedyet, or mamzeres u'nesina liyisrael, or vas yisrael l'mamzer l'nas. In all of these cases, there is something inherently usser about their marriage. So even though the marriage is chal and there is tfisas kedushin because it's only an isser lav, nonetheless, loy shoyseis v'loy noitles ksuba, they do not drink and they do not take a ksuba. Why? Because the parsha of Saita was, even though it's a complete marriage technically, but it's an isser marriage, and this parsha of Saita was only said in a case of a woman that's ruuya l'kaima, that he is able to keep her. Since he's not able to keep her, so therefore, she doesn't drink. The Elu and the following are also Lo Shoises V'Lo Les Ksuba, they don't drink.
So make imply that she'd never go back to him.
Sorry?
She's lost her to
correct.
Go back to him. She's
correct.
Double lost her to go back to him.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Right.
No way out.
Right. The Elu Lo Shoises V'Lo Les Ksuba. And these are another cases of women that do not drink and do not take a ksuba. In a case where it's a full marriage, and in a case where there is no isser in the marriage, ha'oimeres tameyani, a woman who says I'm tameh, v'shebo'u la'edim she tameya, or if witnesses came and said that she was tameya, or v'ha'oimeres eini shoyse, or she says I'm not going to drink. So since in these cases she's the one that caused the problem, or edim came, and therefore there's no this chitaka was a zayna, so therefore she loses the ksuba as well, and she doesn't drink. However, Omar Baila Aini Mashka, if her husband said, I'm not going to give her to drink, or if the Shabaila Baal Leha Baderach, or if the husband had relations with her on the road, or any time between when she was had stira and she's drinking, then in those cases, Noitles Ksuba, they take the Ksuba, but Loi Shaisiv, they did not drink. Why do they take the Ksuba? Because he, the husband, is the reason why she can't drink. She would love to drink. And since she would love to drink, Navaden, the husband has something that he caused that she can't drink anymore, so therefore he has to give her the ksuba. Meisuba alein, if the husband died, actually shosu, before they drank in any of these aforementioned cases, like you said, so then we have machlekes meshama and mishel. Meshama says, noit lois ksuba, they take the ksuba v'lois shoses, and they don't drink. And again, we'll see in the Gemara why they say you take the ksuba. Meisil says, oi shoses, oi lona the ksubasan. Which Rashi explained that to mean, since they can't drink, they do not take the ksuba. Okay, one more case of what we did last night. Mu'uberes chaveroi, umeinekes chaveroi, the pregnant wife of his friend, or the nursing wife of his friend, meaning, if a person married his friend's widow before the requisite 2 years of nursing, so either she was pregnant, so you had to wait till birth plus 2 years, or she was nursing, you had to wait till 2 years, and he married her, and there was a kina and stira then, she does not drink, and she does not get the ksuba divrei meir. That's the sheet of her meir. Why not? Because it's not root uilakaimu. It's just like a case of mamzer or nasin or grusha b'chalus lekayin hadyet, etc. It's not called root uilakaimu as after meir. Why? Because they are not. Because she's she has to finish nursing the child. There's an isser over there. Therefore, it's called ein root uilakaimu. Okay. But Chacham Ma'irim and the Chacham say Yochel Hu La'Afrisha. No, it is considered Ru'u Yulakayma. Why? Because Yochel Hu La'Afrisha, he is able to separate from her U'La'Hazir La'Achizman and return her and bring her back, meaning and remarry her after time, meaning after the 2 years, and therefore it's in the category of Ru'u Yulakayma. So even though right now they can't be together because it's within the 2 years, but it's called Ru'uya Lakaima that she is fit to stay married to this husband, to this person.
Just later.
And therefore the Kina and Stira count and she's allowed to drink. Okay?
So he's going to give her a get? That would be a get?
That's a the mashmalas and the Gemaras, there's other Gemaras that talk about it, are mashmal like that. It doesn't say Lahoitzia, but it's a question. It's a question you have to know. Or it could be.
How far does that logic go?
Which logic?
The logic of because she's in the. Could eventually marry her, or they would be related to each other eventually, so it's okay now. So I know it's not an exact parallel case, but the whole concept of sota, if she drinks, then therefore it would become okay, it would be okay for them to be together now.
Okay, but that's a good question. I'm going to tell you an answer, I'm going to tell you a confusing answer, okay? You ever heard of this concept of sota psikresha l'sha'avar?
Say it again.
Sota psikresha, you heard of. You heard of sota, you heard of avar. The suffix psikresha l'sha'avar. What's the case of suffix psikresha l'sha'avar? The Taz talks about this.
Let's
l'sha'avar means in the past, which means like this. And I don't want to lose it, but it's an interesting case. Let's say I have a box. Okay, I can't see the whole box. There may be flies down on the bottom. If I close it, it's vaday psikresha. It's a psikresha of tsud. But they may not be there. So it's a suffix psikresha, but it's l'sha'ava. It's not a suffix psikresha, like for example, dragging a bench, that it's suffix, whether it's heavy enough that it will automatically make a hole, is l'sha'ava, it's in the past, meaning it's either there or it's not there. I just don't know.
From the past.
From the past, right. So it's just something that I don't know. So by soita, you hear the parallel? By soita, it's not something that will happen. It either is or it isn't.
It'll be determined later.
It'll be determined later. Right? This is something that will automatically happen.
No
matter what. Okay? I don't know if I had to give that
analogy. That's a good analogy.
Okay. I'm not sure if I lost whatever, but it's good, isn't it? Okay. Talk to Mishnah. Okay, now we're on to another case. Islandess. An islandess is a woman that cannot have children from birth. She cannot have children. And there are certain simanim that a woman will have to tell us that she's an islandess. Meaning, just because a woman doesn't have children, that does not make her an islandess. There are certain simanim that make her an islandess. So if a person is married to an islandess, and this is the only woman he's married to, he never had any other children, vizakena, or if he's married to an elderly woman who cannot have children, and again, this is the only woman who's married to, and he doesn't have any other children. Or v'she'eina ru'uya leile, or he's married to a woman, she'eina ru'uya leile, that is not worthy, is not fit to have children. For example, if she drank some kind of, what to call a, basically she drank something, a potion that caused her that she could no longer have children. So the kais ikrin, we had it in other places. Yeah. Yeah. So in all these cases, you have a man who has a chiyuv of peruvu, a chiyuv to try to have children, who's married only, this is his only wife, he's married to a woman of one of these three women, an islandess at this point, an islandess who can't have children, a zakeno who can't have children, and an ein ru'uya leleid who was born able to have children but is now not unable to have children.
What's his name again? Just
an elderly woman. She doesn't have a vessel.
She never had children?
No. She may have. He never had children.
They got married when she was already.
Correct. Correct.
These are all sterile.
Not necessarily.
Well, maybe they.
The point is, the main thing we have to know is.
Hopefully, we'll all be married to elderly women. Sometime.
Yes, correct. I mean, but the main thing over here is that he never fulfilled the mitzvah of Peru. Uh-huh. And he's now married to this woman.
And they're a dead end. All of these are a dead end as far as Peru.
Correct. So then, says the Mishnah, Loi noitlas ksuva, they do not take a ksuva, Loi shoises, and they do not drink. Why? Because the husband is chayev in Puravu. And since he's chayev in Puravu, it's ki'ilu asur for him to be married to this woman. He has to see to it that he fulfills his obligation. So if she's a soita,
let her drink and get a bracha.
She's not worried for the bracha.
Yeah, it's a good question. That's a good question.
She's not worried for the bracha to begin with.
Well, the shaila is.
It's got to be mekayim.
We'll see in the. We'll see in the Hemshecha Gemara. There is, if anyone remembers, in Gemara and Brachas, you learn Brachas. So we had a Gemara and Brachas, you learn Brachas. What does Gemara and Brachas say? Gemara and Brachas. We'll see it a little bit later. Gemara says in Brachas about Chana. The Chana said, Chana didn't have any children. And she said, I forget the exact, there's a double lashon.
I want you to give me a child.
Right. She said, she davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she said, either give me a child, and if you don't, I'll go do stira in front of my husband, Al-Kana, and you're going to have to give everything more. And you'll have to do all the days over here, in the fifth paragraph.
Of course Hashem.
So you have to know what that means. The bottom line is that the Pashup shot is like this, Jonathan. We'll see in the Hemshech HaGemara, but the bottom line is, like Yerichan was saying, if someone, you can't take if a person is married to an animal, okay, and the animal was a saita. So, I know this is a wild case, but the point is.
Right a few years.
The point is.
Wait, are you being metaphorical or literal here? I actually don't know.
No, I'm just trying to bring out a point. That if someone, an island, you're not expecting a nace. When the Pasuk says that she'll have children, it's not as a nace. It's a be a bracha, that if there's some ma'akev, then fine. But if you have a woman who is physically unable to have children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not saying that she'll give a child to an islandess. An islandess is not just a woman who doesn't have children.
Genetically.
That's right. There's some physical problem that she can't have a child. If she doesn't have a uterus. I
reserve the right to talk to you afterwards.
Absolutely. Especially after I hang up, for sure.
She's an XY. She's an XY with a female phenotype.
That's an androgynous, I thought. No, or a tumtum? I don't know what you're saying.
No.
Okay, we'll have to. Anyways, fine. So, Al-Kaponim, that's what the Tanakhama says, that she does not drink this Mesaita and she loses her Ksuva. Vinyama was asking for why did she lose her ksuba, and the answer is because she loses her ksuba because she should not have gone into stira. She knows that there's no way out because she's an islandess, or she's a zakena, or she's an ruya lele.
So is there a rule you only get the ksuba if the husband does something to flood things?
Correct. If you can't drink because of something the husband did, then you get the ksuba. But if you can't drink and you knew before that you couldn't drink because you were an islandess, or because of the Arus and the Shemaras Yavah, Ruth and the Shemaras Yavah. You know that you're not ready to drink. And you still go into Syria, so then you lose the Ksuba. That's what the Tanakhama says.
It sounds like it's not an unacceptable thing for a woman to act in a certain way. Knowing that she'll just do this other process.
Well, let's just remember something. She's a bad girl for not listening to her husband. But as we'll see in the Hemshech HaGemara, the Hemshech HaMishnah even, even a relative, you could do a kinoy to. So imagine the husband is an ice farf. Okay?
He's
an ice farf. You know what an ice farf is? You're from South Africa. As an outcast. Okay?
What ice farf. All South Africans are outcasts.
Yeah, they all know Yiddish. And he says you can't do steer with your father. I don't want you to do that, right? There's no reason for it. So she does. She shouldn't have, maybe, because she shouldn't listen to her husband. Fine, whatever it is. So, the point is, if she knows she could drink, so she could prove her innocence.
So it sounds like it's not crazy.
All right.
Okay.
I'm not saying she should, but It's possible. Okay, so that's the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Eliezer says, no. Being married to an islandess or an Eneruya Leilate or a Zakena is not inherently something which is a problem. Why? Because Yochel Hu Lisa Isha Acheres. Yochel Hu, he is able, Lisa, to marry Isha Acheres, a different woman, Vilifreis Vilirbeis Hemena, and have children from her. So therefore,
without divorcing her, we're talking about
without divorcing, yeah, you can take a second wife, no problem.
Back in those days.
Right? And even today, halachically, I'll be then it's mutter. We have Rabbi Negershin. Rabbi Negershin, but it's I'll be din Torah, it's mutter. So therefore, you can't say that it's not called Ein Ru'iyah Leilet. Says the Mishnah, Vishar Kol Anoshim. And all other women, Oy Shoisos, either they drink, Oy Lernert L'Ksuva, or they don't take a Ksuva. Meaning if they say that they're not going to drink, they don't take a Ksuva. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat it? Great question. We can talk about this maybe tomorrow night. Now we have to go back.
Is that the same Lashon though? Is sub of O Shoisos?
Yeah.
Yeah. Matok, since she can't.
But no. Over here it means literal. Either she drinks, or she doesn't take ksuva. If she drinks, she can get ksuva.
So here you read it the way it's written.
Correct. Okay.
That's confusing.
Yeah, that's why Rashi had to say it over there. Because over here, it means literal. In Beis Hillel, it said the same thing. In our here, so Oisha, it says, I learn how to take ksuva. So Rashi had to say, Kloimar mitoich. Yeah, what was that?
What is Lifres?
Lifres for Lirbais means to multiply and have children. Like Pururimu. Okay. Right, that we say in the Yeratz and Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. What? Yes.
So is the Gemara saying we say regarding when it says Sha'ar Kol Hanashim that they either drink or they don't get the Kesuba? Are we that saying that just in general, if a woman who just refuses to drink, she loses her Kesuba, period?
Correct. Like, just correct. Yes. Yes, that's correct. Yes. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. Vayter Eishes Kohen, the wife of a Kohen, Shoisa, she drinks. Umuteres Levaila, and she's mutter to her husband. If she drinks, then nothing happens. Good question. So Yerchim was asking, what's the Chiddush? Why would I think not? So I'll tell you one answer. There's numerous answers. One answer could be that, let's say she drinks, what happened? Either she was Mezana Berbrotzen, she was Mezana willingly, and if she did, she was Mezana willingly, she'll blow up. Now, let's say she wasn't Mezana willingly. If I knew that, I would have said no. If she was Mezana willingly, if she was not Mezana willingly, and she doesn't blow up, does that mean for sure that she wasn't Mezana?
What do you mean
no.
She was raped?
Let's say that's what happened. Let's say it was an onus. Let's say he was ma'anat her. Let's say he forced her.
And she's not.
So in that case, she won't blow up.
She's also her husband.
But maybe she'll be usher. She'll be by Yisrael. She'll be mutter to her husband, because by Yisrael, if a Jewish Yisrael, his wife is forcibly abducted, so at that point, she's still mutter lebayla. But if he's a kohen, and she's forcibly abducted, then she's also lebayla. So maybe I could have thought that the halacha that if she drinks, that she's going to be mutter labayla, maybe that's only by Yisrael. Because then as long as I say that she wasn't mezana beratzen willingly, so then she's mutteris labayla. But by a kohen, maybe not. Come on, shalom, the mission that she is. That's one answer. There's a few answers.
She is what?
She's mutter labayla.
They're all kohen
after she
specific
drinks.
Answers.
Yeah, because otherwise, yeah. Okay, a few more lines. Aisha Sris, the wife of a Sris. A Sris is a man who cannot have children. Now when we say Sris over here, we're talking, it's very important, we're talking about a case of a man who later in life, after their marriage, became a Sris. I think in English they say sterile. Is that something that's from birth?
I thought it was castrated.
I'd have to be.
Castrated. Yeah.
Okay. Like a eunuch, right? Are we talking about?
I don't know.
We're saying like Potiphar?
Yes.
He was a Sris.
Well, we had it, if you remember the Gemara we had earlier, that there's two kinds of Sris.
Right.
There's different levels. We had it. Where did we have it? We had it at Potiphar.
So one was like.
Had, one was the. One was the. Yeah.
He was stopped up.
One was. One was the gid. One was the gid, which is the I don't know what it's called in English. The gid, the aver itself, and one was the whole thing. Okay, I don't know. So it doesn't make a difference over here. The point is over here that he's unable to have children, but he was able to have children. Okay? Why does he have to have been able to have children? Because if he wasn't able to have children from when they got married, that means that anytime they had relations, it wasn't didn't count, so to speak. And the halacha is, and I don't want to confuse, I do want to finish the Mishnah. The halacha is that the only time there's a parsha of Saita is if the husband had relations first. It goes back to Tachas Yisheich, instead of your husband. Okay? That the husband had relations first. So, right? And then the Saita. Then the Saita had it with his other man. That is Tachas Yisheich, instead of. But if the husband never really had relations
that's
with the woman,
doesn't work.
That's correct. That's correct. If the husband never had relations with her, because he was a Sris,
that doesn't
okay?
count as relations.
That doesn't count as relations.
He's already a Sris. So
if he was, then it doesn't count, and that means that she's not a Saita, doesn't fall into the regular category of Saita to be able to drink, because it wasn't, it's called Kodma Shchivas HaBa'al LeBoyel, that the husband's relations came before the Boyel, the potential adulterer.
She's still a Basula too?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. You know, you have to know what the level is, but yes. Yeah. Not necessarily. Because it's also something which once you go into Basulan, you're not a Basula anymore. Okay. Fine. Rakoponim. Aisha Sris, the wife of the Sris, Shoisa, she drinks. Okay, the Gemara will talk about it. Yeah.
Don't you just say she doesn't drink?
If he was
a Sris
from birth or from before they got married, then she wouldn't drink. The case of the Mishnah is talking about that currently she's a Sris.
So this is someone who got castrated, right? Had a vasectomy or something like that.
Correct. Correct. Okay. I don't know. We'll have to see the Gemara, and then I don't know Lemaisa, what you need. Lachari, you have to be. I don't know the Mitzvah, so. Okay. Let's go by to Ayidei Kol Arayis through, and because of all Arayis, Mekanin, you could do Kinoi. Meaning, even from because of, meaning you could make a Kinoi because of a father or to a father to a brother, even though there are regular Arayis. Meaning, it doesn't have to be that the whole Isser is Eishes Ish. It could even be that there's an Isser of a woman to her father. And the husband could still say, don't have stira with him. Okay? Ayidei kol arayis means through or because of all arayis, mekanen, you could do kinoi, chutz min hakatan, except from a minor, meaning you can't say don't have stira with this child. Because it says in the pasuk, v'shochav ish, I saw that a man had relations with her. And nor can you do kinoi umimi she'enoi ish. Nor can you do kinoi from someone who is not a man.
Not
an animal.
Human.
We'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't explain. Let's finish the Mishnah, if that's okay. We start a little bit late. Ve'elu, and these are the following, she'bezdin v'kan lahem. That Bezdin does kinoi to them, instead of the husband doing a kinoi. Ve'ilu on the following shebezin mekanan lahem, that bezin does a kinoi to them. Number one, mishin is charesh baila, a woman that her husband became a cheresh. Cheresh is a deaf mute that he no longer has das. And if bezin sees that she's misbehaving, so the husband can't do kinoi, so bezin will do kinoi. Oy nishtate, or if he went crazy, he became a shaitan. Or shahaya chavush b'beis ha'asurim, that he was chavush, he was locked up b'beis ha'asurim in jail. So in these cases, the husband,
and he's not there.
He's not there. He's not able to do a kinoi because he's not there.
What does say nischarish is?
Nischarish means he became a deaf mute. Became a cheresh.
All these people are unaware.
Yeah.
That she is doing it.
Correct.
They're unaware.
They're completely unaware.
Doesn't
yeah.
The man.
Says the Mishnah, Loi lahashkaisa amru. They're not saying this, that they're going to do a kinoi to give her to drink. Because, as Jonathan pointed out, the husband has to bring her up. Loi lahashkaisa amru. The whole point is to be matur. Loi lahashkaisa amru. We'll see. Loi lahashkaisa amru. it's not to give her to drink that they said they're going to warn her. Ella, rather, lepoisla miksubasa, it's to invalidate her or to remove the schus for her ksuba. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer? Rabbi Yaisi says no. Af lahashkoisa, no, the kinoi will work even to give her to drink, l'chasheyetze baal of abeisa asurin, so that when the husband goes out from jail, yashkena, he'll give her to drink.
So he's obviously in prison, so he's going to
have
a shliach to at least accompany
him. No. He's going to have to go out. He's going to have to go out.
Yeah.
The husband has to go out.
Why is that necessary? Let a shliach take her up. She goes through the whole process, and she's permitted to the husband, who's in jail still. Then he gets out of jail, everything's good.
L'chayr, because the pasuk says that the husband brings her up. So the sentence says the husband brings her up, that's coming to exclude a shliach, because otherwise that's it, the husband brings her up.
So Rabbi Yossi is just...